True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8:15, it'll be hotter today than it was yesterday, and then hotter tomorrow than it was today. And we had a little taste of fall, at least. Highs today, 85, 50% chance for showers, then dry all the way through the Wednesday to Wednesday. Highs around 90 degrees for that whole stretch. Good thing tropics are quiet. No activity expected for the next 7 days. Sahara and dust, our friends, so we'll take it, right? John Spain joins us now, Executive Vice President of the Baton Rouge Area Foundation, a member of the Southern Rail Commission. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
I just realized what Coleman, who was running Master Control, did there. He was playing a little train music for us. So tell me about the success of the Mardi Gras service.
We're very pleased with the inaugural run from Mardi Gras from the New Orleans to Mobile. And we've had about 3,264 people ride that train since the service started a week or so ago. So we're pleased with the ridership. People have found it. And it's a wonderful way for us to have people from the Gulf Coast come to New Orleans. A number of people used the train to come to the Saints game. It was actually
really
sold out. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Well, it is. And I think people in the greater New Orleans area who might just want to spend the day on the coast can also go down to one of four stops along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, spend the day at the beach, do some exciting things, come back later that day or come back tomorrow. So we're finding people that are discovering it and using it to go both ways. And the train today runs two trips a day from New Orleans to Mobile, so you can go over in the morning, come back in the afternoon.
And
I would tell you that we rode it, and it's a gorgeous route. It's really beautiful.
I want to do it, John. I really do. I have not had a chance to do it yet, but that's awesome with the Saints game because you get out right there, and the dome is right there. It's like within walking distance.
Exactly.
That's a natural, man. And I would think it would also help the Saints to market to the whole metro area besides just New Orleans, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, it's literally a block and a half or so from the train station over to the dome. And so you could come in not only just for Saints games, but for concerts and special events in the dome, spend the day in New Orleans, see the quarter, do whatever you want to do, and then call it the day or spend the night in one of the fine hotels and go back tomorrow.
Let me take a step back for a second. For people that don't quite understand what this is, they might have heard about it and then forgot about it. Tell me about the Mardi Gras line. Let's go from the get-go, if we can, John.
Well, we used to have a passenger service that ran from Los Angeles all the way to Jacksonville and included the city of New Orleans. And in 2005, like so many things following Hurricane Katrina, the rail lines east of New Orleans and along the Mississippi Gulf Coast were destroyed. Mm-hmm. And eventually they were rebuilt, but the passenger service never continued past New Orleans. Freight service did, but the passenger service terminated in New Orleans. And so a number of people, both in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Southern Rail Commission, state officials have been talking about this for, 20 years. And ultimately, it took the cooperation of the federal government and state governments in three states. And we're restoring what was there. But in fairness, what we're really excited about is that many times in the old days, the trains would leave New Orleans at odd times and people couldn't get on them late or too early. And so we looked at the new route and said, let's find times that are more available and exciting to use. And so this is a route that, you know, has daily services going back and forth. As I said earlier, you can make a day trip out of it, a two-day trip out of it, and just kind of choose what you want to do. And so in many ways, it's a higher quality experience than what we had before, Katrina.
How does that number compare with what you anticipated, what you were expecting, 3,264?
It's much better. We're very pleased with it. We're very, very pleased with it. The word's getting out. There are about 134 seats on this train, and so that's kind of the capacity. And so you can kind of see that in some days we had 80-90% ridership on the trains.
How do people go about getting tickets, John?
They go to Amtrak.com and just, you know, buy them.
It's that simple. You don't have to get them ahead of time. I mean, you can get them ahead of time because some of the trips have been sold out, right?
Well, yeah, if you know a specific date, you want to try and get on that train as quickly as you can, or make your reservations and buy the tickets, because, you know, it's certain days are going to be busier than others, and if there are major events like Saint games and Saints games and other things, you can imagine that the tickets might go sooner. But, you know, we also know that this is an exciting startup and people are excited about it, but we hope that people who ride it, and you can go on Facebook, and a number of people who have ridden it have shared their experiences on Facebook, and they talk about how much fun it is and how exciting it is. It's not that much faster than driving, but you get up, walk around. There's Wi-Fi. You can be productive. There's food and drink beverages both on the train. And so it's a wonderful experience, and it's easier than the traffic, and it's a predictable. You say you're going to leave New Orleans and get to Mobile or Gulfport or one of those places at a certain time. You get there on time, pretty close to it every time.
John, I'm at the point now where I'd have a driver if I could. I'd love to get on a train and just be able to do whatever I could and not have to worry about it. Ted, take me on a trip, if you would, please. I board the train here in New Orleans. What's going to happen from there?
Well, you're going to head east, and you're going to go out across the Irregulies, and it's beautiful. And you know, we see some of the beautiful marsh and swampland of Louisiana that we all know is there but don't get to see as we will on a train. You eventually run along the Gulf Coast. You go across the Bay of Mobile, and it's just beautiful water, and it's a gorgeous ride, and it surprised me. I have driven that ride, as you have many times, on the interstate, but you're not, you know, close to the Gulf. And so you see some of the beauty of our state and Mississippi and Alabama. And then what's really happening is when you get into those Mississippi cities, they're so excited about this train that in many cases they've now got people who are coming up, companies that have golf carts, and they're actually taking you from the train down to their restaurants and spending the day on the coast, so you don't have to have a car there. And they're responding to the train, bringing people into their communities with special events, and they're welcoming people. And it's just really kind of exciting that businesses are prospering. People are seeing, you know, people come and visit their community, and they're coming into New Orleans to go to games and enjoy everything that New Orleans offers. So it's economic development. People are enjoying it. People are, you know, understanding that they have an alternative to the automobile, and just a lot of enthusiasm as people find out about it. And it's easy to do, and it's really, quite frankly, it's a lot of fun.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I don't think people realize that, and maybe sometimes people here that have not traveled don't realize, like in D.C. or Philadelphia or New York or whatever, or Boston, that, you know, people take mass transportation to the games. They don't drive. Few drive. A lot of them do in tailgate, but a lot of them take mass transportation. We'll pick it up. We come back about where this could lead, the success of this Mardi Gras service, where it could lead to other maybe Louisiana routes. We're talking with John Spain. He's the Executive Vice President of the Baton Rouge Area Foundation, member of the Southern Rail Commission. 822 Traffic Now, WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
827, Tommy Tucker, WWO. A couple of minutes left with John Spain, who is the Executive Vice President of the Baton Rouge Area Foundation, member of the Southern Rail Commission. You know, we've always talked, John, about a reliable transportation, high-speed train, maybe between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. Could this Mardi Gras route be set the pattern for that, or maybe indicate that something like that is viable?
Yes, absolutely. Let me also update you on my resume. I'm no longer with the Baton Rouge Area Foundation. I was there for 20 years and left there several months ago, and I'm now a senior advisor to the Pennington Biomedical Research Center.
Oh, okay. I just read what they give me, John.
I got it. I just wanted to correct
thank
that.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
Yes. I mean, Southern Rail Commission was created by Congress back in 1982 to promote passenger rail in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama, the three Gulf Coast states. Each governor appoints six commissioners to serve on that. And so we have a number of routes that we've been working on for a long time. We're pleased that we've got the Gulf Coast now running, which we've talked about. Mm-hmm. The other two of interest to your listeners are the I-20. There is a plan that we would take the train that now leaves New Orleans and goes to Atlanta, and we'd split it at Meridian, Mississippi, and take it to Dallas-Fort Worth, which means that you'd get passenger service across the I-20, across the entire length and width of North Louisiana. And then the one that is closest to you in our hearts is that connection between Baton Rouge and New Orleans that we've been talking about for a long time. People forget that we used to do that, that there used to be a passenger connection between our two cities back into the late 60s and early 70s. And that service was terminated back in the early 70s, so we're trying to get it back. And so it's one of our primary projects. The Department of Transportation has funding now where they're actually studying it. Consultants are working on plans as to what that would look like. It would be, you know, a little over an hour, and John Bell Edwards, when he was governor in those last closing months of his term, we actually had a train come down, and a number of us got a chance to ride it. And we got on at the UPT in New Orleans and drove it to Baton Rouge. And again, I would just tell you, it's a gorgeous route. We don't appreciate how much of that beautiful Louisiana in the swampland and marshland between our two cities exists. And it's a fun route, and it's just a little over an hour. And, you know, the other thing is that if we drive between our two cities, we all, I guess, think it's a little over an hour. But it's a little over an hour until we get outside of each city, and depending on the day, the time, and the traffic, it could take us another 20, 30 minutes to get downtown. This train would move from the UPT to the downtown train station, which is proposed for downtown Baton Rouge. And it would have stops in Gonzales and Laplace. And the cities of Gonzales and Baton Rouge have collectively got $20 million to build train stations. So once we can confirm that the service starts, there's actually federal money there that would help those two cities start to be able to build those train stations or improve the stations that they have. So it's one of those rare times where there is money to help us with this project. We just have to have the planning completed and have then our state and local officials sign off and say we're ready to do it. Amtrak has publicly stated that they will do those two routes.
I hope it happens. Thank you, John. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozen.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.